Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Hey, good day, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to this week's discussion on Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday. You know, this particular topic is one that we have dealt with many clients over the years with varying degrees of noticeable, you know, impact and improvement on their ability to perform and get well and feel better and perform better.
Heal better.
It stands in the way of people's ability to heal. And it's really kind of an amazing, it's a fascinating topic. I have several stories of people. Hey, Janet, thanks for joining us. Several stories of people that we've worked with over the years who have come to us with these all kinds of, you know, different concerns, digestion and hormonal and chronic immune challenges, mm-hmm. Performance issues, sleep issues, brain issues. There's just the way the human body is interconnected. Hey, Janessa, thanks for joining us. The way the human body is connected. Mm-hmm. And you can't have just a standalone situation take place and not have the rest of the body be impacted by it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the topic on scars is it's not new. It's just not being properly handled well enough, I think, in some cases. Obviously, until they get to us or someone like Janessa, who's familiar with, you know, other practitioners who are mm-hmm. really familiar with the things that they can do and help to reduce the neurological stress. And that's really what we're talking about. When you have scars topical on the body, and there can be several ways that a person gets that, which we're going to touch on some of that today. Mm-hmm. There are things that can happen because of the tattooing that mm-hmm. people have had, different piercings, these piercings in different areas of the body, right? Mm-hmm. That can affect neurological flow and energy in the body. Trauma.
Especially piercings along the major meridian.
Yeah, the midline, the belly button for women is a big one. I don't see many men with belly button piercings. Have you ever come across that?
But I've come across some pretty weird places that men put piercings.
Yeah. It can be... That's areas of the body that are just not meant to have a hole punctured through them, you know?
Yeah.
So today, I can tell today's going to be a fun discussion on scars. It could be trauma related, where the person, you know, cuts themselves, and it can also be procedural, surgical. So we're going to list a number of scars that we know from our experience we've had to help people handle. And then we're going to share with you a lot of the approaches and the things that we have, you know, topicals, light therapy, the different nutrition internally that can really be beneficial. And if you're a practitioner, should be checked for with these people in helping to get the neurological stress that takes off from a scar. And let me start by saying, anytime you sever the topical area of the body, when you cut it deep enough to where the body actually sends out the need for an adhesion, okay, mm-hmm. which is, you know, below the surface of the skin, if this is the surface area, and these are adhesions, they're kind of tentacle-like looking protein, you know, fiber that is very dense and bonds together, and its design in the body is to secure the surface until it heals.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the top heals,
holds
things together. And when the top heals, there's nothing that signals the adhesion to stop performing its job.
I.e., I forgot.
I told you it's going to be a fun conversation. When you have these adhesions in the
scar
body.
Scar tissue.
It's scar tissue, yeah. Mm-hmm. The adhesions interfere with blood flow, circulation, oxygen, energy, the biomeridians, the acupuncture meridians in the body. Mm-hmm. These can become disrupted to the point where you can have several other things manifest in terms of performance and health that people don't associate one being connected to the other. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've all heard of people or know a family member or friend who had to go in and have the adhesions removed, like an old surgery. It's real common with open heart surgeries, real common with women in C-section, spinal fusions, things like that where there's a long, trauma-related or surgical-related scar, and they have to go in and it creates blockages, right? Physical structural blockages that take place from these adhesions, and they'll actually have to go back in and open them up and remove those adhesions. Mm-hmm. It's real common in bowel blockage cases, things of that nature. So,
One of the things that people need to understand is that when you get a scar in the skin that's deep enough, what happens is it interferes with the electrical flow through the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it acts kind of like a capacitor.
Oh, okay, great. And yeah, explain that.
If you don't know about electricity, electricity goes into a capacitor, and then that capacitor sends things to where it's supposed to go, sends the current to where it's supposed to go. What happens when you get a scar and it acts like a capacitor, what it does differently is it'll absorb that, and then it sends it randomly.
Thank you.
And so it can cause disruption in specific organs and or systems in the body through the autonomic nervous system. And one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is that the autonomic nervous system is so dense that we could take all our skin away and just leave the fibers,
nerve pathways,
and you'd be able to recognize who you were.
Yeah, it's that intertwined. It's the matrix is so tight.
And when it gets cut and separated, it has to be able to rebond.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens with the scars is they don't allow it to rebond correctly.
Yeah,
you know, and so that capacitor's there, and it's sending it to where it's not needed, the electrical impulses.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll throw the body's healing ability off.
Yeah. You know, the first time I ever heard of this was in 2001 or 2002. And at that time, it wasn't presented to me as something that was, you know, it's a problem, it's a stressor, here's how you handle it, right? We didn't go into really as much detail now as we have since, you know, around 2006. Until now, the last, you know, 15, 16 years, we've really made that a core part of the things that we test with every client on most every visit, depending upon what the surgery is or the source of the scar is. And, you know, we were down in a class in Denver. I want to share with some stories because once you understand the impact, hey, Terry, thanks for joining us. Once you understand the potential impact of scar tissue, and we're not talking about internal scarring. We're talking about when anytime you've had a topical break in that tissue, in the skin, sufficient to create a scar, that's what interferes with what Craig is talking about with the electrical flow. And we had one gal, here's her case history, okay? This is fascinating. At least it was for me. And we were down in Denver. And this guy was complaining, I'll tell two stories, I'm getting my stories mixed up. But it was the guy that always had chronic knee pain. Chronic knee, range of motion problems, could never get it figured out. Went physical therapy, did acupuncture, did a lot of different therapies, used red light therapy, laser therapy. But never could restore function in that leg. And he was on an exam table and we're standing down there and the instructor happened to just kind of look him over, and he found right at the hairline, there was a little scar, about a quarter inch long scar. And he said, well, what's this? And he's put pressure on that scar. He says, well, when did you get this? And he pushes on it, and the guy's range improved. Just like that. Just that fast. And the guy's like, whoa, wait a second. Do that again. And he put pressure on there, and his range, he could get range in that knee better. And so what they did on the spot is we had percussors, which help to unwind tissue at a deep mm-hmm. level, kind of like a very, you know, high-powered massaging unit, okay? We had wheat germ oil, we had light therapy, we had these different devices, and we started working on this guy's scar with massaging wheat germ oil in topically, mm-hmm. which is one of the therapies. We're going to go into that in more detail a little later in today's discussion. And we that just worked this scar, and he says, I got that when I was a little kid, okay? And so what that confirmed for us in that moment, and the next story I'm about to share with you about a client that I had here in the clinic, is that it makes no difference
when
the scar occurred, how you got it. Hey, good afternoon, Victoria. The location, how old, how large, it has that has nothing to do with the impact it could have on the neurological function in the body. So I'll tell you another story. About 10 years ago, I think you were here mm-hmm. for this one. Had a young lady come to us. She's 36 years old. She's a yoga instructor by profession. Here's her complaints. Chronic fatigue, insomnia, and headaches. Okay? We did her evaluation. Now, she's 36 years old. She's never had a baby. So, by the way, women who have either episiotomy or perineal tearing from childbearing or C-section scars can be insidious, is the best word that we have learned to describe it, on a woman's health and performance. In fact...
And it doesn't matter the age.
And it doesn't matter the age of the scar. I had one that was 58 years old on a woman who that scar was active and had to be handled properly in order to really have a breakthrough in her mm-hmm. case. So this gal is 36 years old, impeccable diet. She's not on any over-the-counter or prescription medication. Again, as I said, yoga instructor, so she's in the healing arts. She understands how the body and everything connected affects everything that's connected. And, you know, her complaints of chronic fatigue, insomnia, headaches. We did the evaluation, did an analysis, ran her through her paces, as we talk about here in the clinic, and found scar. And I said, so where's the scar? And she goes, I don't have any, right? Asked about the tattoos, all this stuff. She says, I don't have any. I says, well, you got a belly button. And for all of you who don't have any other topical scars on the body, please remember, the umbilical scar is the original scar. And for some people, that adhesion, that tissue, maybe it was damaged or cut wrong during, being born yourself. Maybe that was got an after-birth infection in there later on. Maybe it hemorrhages, whatever, okay? The point is, that is the original scar that everybody has.
And it's right on the major meridian in the human body.
Yep, thank you. You're right. And so we looked at the belly button, okay, to see, and we right above the belly button, about a quarter inch, is this little pinkish kind of purple dot. And I said, what's that? And she says, oh, I forgot, which is how Tammy and Craig and myself usually find out some of our most valuable information, right? Mm-hmm. We got to really play Sherlock Holmes, ask lots of questions, and drag this information out of folks, because we don't connect the dots mm-hmm. that anything can cause anything when it comes to human performance. And so I said, so what's that? She goes, oh, 4 years ago, me and three friends of mine, we were down in Old Mexico, and to commemorate our adventure, we had piercings done. And I said, well, let's check that. We use kinesiology to check that tissue, and it released just like that, okay? And here's the long and short of it. For at that time, an $8 bottle of wheat germ oil, which, by the way, wheat germ oil is nature's vitamin C. Vitamin E. Thank you. It's full broad spectrum vitamin E, mm-hmm. right? It's not an isolate. It's not a piece of the vitamin E like a tocopherol, like D-alpha tocopherol. If you look at a bottle of vitamin E in the grocery store or at the health food store, and it says as D-alpha tocopherol, well, that's just a piece mm-hmm. of the wheat germ, okay? It's not the broad spectrum complex vitamin wholeness that nature intended. Hey, Gail, thanks for joining us. So what happened was, she started massaging wheat germ oil into the scar a couple of times a day for a couple of minutes, and just kind of put some on the fingertips and just massaged it into that tissue really good for about 2 minutes, you know, And in less than 6 weeks, no more chronic fatigue, no more insomnia, no more headaches, wrote me a beautiful letter.
And the little pink dot went away, too.
And the skin, it got more of a skin tone to it. So that's just one of the stories, okay? Share another story with you. Several years ago, in a wellness center similar to ours in Glens Falls, New York, a practitioner up there came across a teenage girl who was recently told by the school psychiatrist or psychologist, I don't know what they employ there, psychiatrist, guidance counselor, whatever. I don't know the proper term, so forgive me on that. That your daughter, they had a meeting with the teachers and the principal and the school psychiatrist, the medical provider, and the parents, and they said, your daughter has severe psychosis problems. We're very concerned. We think she needs medication. The parents were reluctant, thank God, for taking their daughter down that path and using a artificial drug approach to try and stabilize.
They said she had, they actually thought she had schizophrenia.
She was severe mental challenges.
Yes.
Okay. And it was affecting her performance. And so the parents took this child for a second opinion to a wellness center in Glens Falls, New York, which was very familiar with the impact scars have on the body's ability to perform. Now, I'll describe this young lady to you. She had piercings through here, 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 in the tongue, and the lips, through the mammary tissue, through the nipples, and in the vaginal area on her body.
And her belly button.
And her belly button, okay? Turns out that when the guy that did the evaluation, they started checking the individual spots to see where this neurological disruption was the most amplified, I guess would be a good way to put it, that the tongue bar in her, that through her tongue, was one of the major stress points on the body. Not only was she having a problem with the scar through the tongue, but the metal that the bar was made of was also putting off a toxicity that was causing major brain disruption. And the man looked at her and just very kindly said, look, if you remove all these things and we use some, you know, proper therapy in office, light therapy, minimum once a week, and if you will massage wheat germ oil into these scars topically, a couple of minutes a day, okay, you have a chance to really see some major improvement in how you perform. And the young lady and the parents, they agreed, okay, let's do that. She took those things out.
Well, they fought about it first.
Well, yeah.
Because she didn't want to remove the piercings.
Yeah, she was, yeah, there was, as the story goes, there was a lot of reluctance, okay, on this young lady to do this. But she, nevertheless, she conceded and said, okay, I'll do it. And she, within 2 weeks, was restored to complete sane behavior. Complete sane behavior, okay? This is documented. Here's what also happened. After a short period of time, this young lady succumbed to crowd pressure.
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure, crowd pressure, whatever. And instead of having that self-esteem built up from within, tried to do things on the outside.
She replaced.
She put some back.
In the areas where mom and dad couldn't see him.
She started putting these piercings back, these devices back, in areas of the body that mom couldn't see and dad couldn't see. And as a result, the behavior returned.
Yeah. It changed, it reverted right back to where she was when
changed,
she started.
It changed her behavior and brought it right back. So there's a few things that we can do, that you can do, that if you're concerned about a scar, like for men or women, open heart surgery scars, these produce some real stress on the body. The dots from losing the gallbladder.
Yeah.
The line from the old surgery from appendix, the inguinal hernia repair surgeries where they put the mesh in, okay? there's a couple of real important things that we need to mention in terms of properly handling these scars. And you don't need to, you know, go to a practitioner to really start exploring, if you're curious, what wheat germ oil, not vitamin E as a knockoff, but true wheat germ oil. We use the wheat germ oil that Standard Process provides because we know it's going to be good quality. And they're coming little pearls.
They're dark pearls, so it's kept in a dark bottle, so yep. It's kept in the dark.
Keeps it from going rancid.
So it doesn't, yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Yep. And so what happens is, but these pearls are tough. And you got to use a tack to pop them, okay? Can you get some liquid sources that aren't in pearls? Probably. Do we know the quality or the, you know, the potency of what that source of vitamin E is going to do? No. I just know, Craig knows, Tammy knows, the rest of us at the clinic here know, that from a potency standpoint, we use the pearls from Standard Process. And it's wheat germ oil. You leave them in the bathroom area where it gets, you know, hot because of the hot showers and stuff. Those pearls will really soften, much easier to pop and apply. Now, when using wheat germ oil on a scar, you need to remember, if you think this is a problem or it could be contributing to other concerns you have, which it very well may be, You want to do it for a minimum of once a day to preferably twice a day, 2 minutes on the scar tissue topically, massaged in thoroughly for 60 days.
Okay.
Take the 60-day challenge on your scars, but then see at the end of that how you're performing in other areas.
Now, there's something I want to mention in doing this. Don't do it and then put your favorite clothes on unless you have wiped the scars completely of the wheat germ oil after you've massaged it in.
Yep.
Because it will stain your clothes,
mm-hmm,
and it will never come out.
Yeah. And it doesn't smell very good.
So make sure you have a special rag or a washcloth that, or when you're done doing
before the shower,
yeah,
maybe
jump in the shower and
yep,
shower off and wash it real good, because once you've massaged it in, it gets into the tissue,
mm-hmm,
you know, so you can wipe the excess off or wash it off,
yep,
and it will not weaken the actual healing.
Yep.
Properties of the wheat germ oil because it's massaged into the tissue.
Yep.
But always have a special rag for that, and you know, don't do it at night and then put your favorite night clothes on and there's a golden stain that never comes out. So make sure that you.
And the purpose behind that is you get enough penetration of that over time, mm-hmm, so it's about a 60-day experiment, is that you get enough penetration into those adhesions, and the adhesions that are kind of locked up relax and become much more supple,
and
easier for blood flow and circulation to flow through.
And they allow the electrical impulses to go through.
Things travel much better, takes the stress off. It removes this disrupting capacitor.
Yeah.
Activity that Craig was referring to. Now, if you are sensitive to wheat germ oil,
Sesame seed
oil is your suitable replacement for the topical. There's a couple other things we're going to mention. One's internal, the other's topical as well. Victoria has a question, though. So let's bring that up on the screen here. Wheat germ oil on my dog's cystinuria scars. Oh. And through the urethral and bladder area, restored proper flow and stopped his constant kidney belt subluxations.
Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing that. Pets love natural therapies too.
Yes, they do.
Thank you very much, Victoria. I'm glad that worked for your dog. That's awesome. So wheat germ oil or sesame seed oil, if you think you're sensitive to wheat germ oil, or you have a wheat allergy of some of concern, then just use the sesame seed oil again, 60 days, and listen to how the body responds. Internally, there's a couple of products that we have started testing and adding to our arsenal of resources for scars. And there's a couple of products that I really think can make a world of difference, should be tested. These are things that we would test in a clinical setting. Mm-hmm. One is dermatrophin. The other is vitamin C as an antioxidant, as a natural anti-inflammatory. Dermatrophin was developed by Dr. Royal Lee. And Dr. Lee was one of the first people to work with what's called protomorphology. Mm-hmm. If you want to look up something that's real interesting, but yet it'll put you to sleep pretty quick in reading about it. Protomorphology, in essence, is the ability to introduce a substance to the gut that calms down any antibody production working against skin, okay, mm-hmm. or an organ in the body, the heart, or the lungs, or the liver, the kidney, the adrenals. So protomorphogens are a fascinating study in and of themselves. And what did she say? Oh, yeah. And, Victoria again. And dermatrophin reversed her personal alopecia. Mm-hmm. She had that balls. Yeah. Yep. So true. Anything to do with skin, derma, skin, okay? And so when you're dealing with scars just below the skin area, dermatrophin can help shut that down as well and be very effective with scars, along with good quality vitamin C. And then last but not least, but I don't think this is not the red light. No, this is the infrared light. Infrared, I should say. We carry some devices in our office by New Wave Therapy. They're extremely affordable. They put off a red coherent light that is run topically over the surface area of the scar for a couple of minutes on every visit from folks coming in who are doing the home therapy treatment of scars with their topical, maybe some supplementation, that type of thing. And the red light actually amplifies the healing. It balances out the energy flow throughout the tissue. It's very penetrating. You don't feel it because it's from a cold light spectrum. So it's not a hot laser. It's actually classified as a cold laser. And we use that every time, every visit, you know, as long as we remember as part of the therapy. But, you know, people who are getting scars handled in our office really
They'll
have,
remind us.
They hey, do I get the light today, you know? Yeah. One last story, and then we got to run to exam rooms. It's 1:26, and we're gonna wrap this up. But one more story. I told you about the yoga instructor who was like 10 years ago at least. Had another gentleman, Javen, great guy. Okay, Gavin, came in. Another one of these situations where he had amazing. You know, health, you know, he should be a walking picture of health. But he always had this chronic pain, and he actually had a hernia surgery, one of the lines this way through the abdominal area.
For umbilical?
Yeah, for an umbilical hernia. And he went back to the surgeon, the doctor said, it hurts. And they kept telling him, no, that can't hurt, that can't be bothering you. This doesn't happen with these kind of procedures. Well, long story short, maybe the procedure was successful, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe that didn't, the mesh or the graft, the piece that they put in there to hold things in place was not causing the problem. But the adhesions over time.
The scars, yeah.
Was what was giving him that discomfort. And literally in less than 2 weeks, massaging wheat germ oil topically and getting light therapy, that completely calmed down and it hasn't returned. So it's fascinating. This is a topic that really needs to be paid close attention to. If you're in the natural health arena, you need to become educated on how to properly handle these scars. And don't discount any scar anywhere on the body. There's areas of the body that, you know, you as a practitioner aren't going to touch to see if it's active, like the guy with the one on his forehead. We could easily access that. But, you know, with men or women who have scars in certain areas, vasectomy scars, okay, the circumcision scars, any of these can be problematic to the person and their ability to perform. So we need to pay attention to those, handle them properly over a period of time, make sure that the person is getting the results that they're looking for. And if scar shows up in an evaluation,
you have to treat it.
It has to be handled properly over a 60-day period minimum in order to see the results. So, any final comments before we get to go back to work.
I just hope that it was informational enough for everybody out there. And
Just remember that scars, any are case, real. Yep, any case that's struggling, scars are a big deal, can be, and need to be handled properly. So,
and don't forget tattoos and piercing.
Tattoos, piercings, trauma scars, surgery scars. That's pretty much covers 99% of what people are going to get exposed to. And so when you're doing your intake, when what we look for is any kind of procedures like that, if we notice these types of things, yes. You're very welcome. Thank you. You have a great day as well. Next week, celiac. We're going to talk about celiac, another example of improper gut health. A lot of the signs, symptoms, possible causes that we know of clinically. And then some really good, non-invasive, natural approaches to help folks get through that in a much better way and correct it. Obviously, it doesn't provide a cure, but if you can become 100% symptom-free, that's a good position.
Imagine that.
That's a good position to be in. So thank you, as always, for tuning in. This will be on the Total Wellness Radio podcast later on today or tomorrow, and we will post it in all of our media groups. So again, for us at the Country Doctor, happy Wellness Wednesday.
Yep.
Enjoy the rest of your week. Hope you had a great Independence Day celebration.
We did.
Yeah. So take care, be blessed, and we'll see you in the next video.
Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Total Wellness Radio. Thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. For about 5 years now, Total Wellness Radio has brought you two types of content. First, we get to interview practitioners from around the world, capture what I call their origin story. In other words, what brought them to natural health, what circumstances or events or experiences put them on this path, and share with you what their focus is, products, services, clinic, etc., and what's going on with them right now. The other is every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Craig Morrison and myself bring you a topic of the week on our Facebook page, Country Doctor Nutritional Center, for Wellness Wednesday, where we discuss common health concerns and, more importantly, give you resources that you can use to address them in a natural, non-invasive way. So, as always, thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.